From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, October the 6th. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton has been placed on injured reserve with a left foot injury, effectively ending his season. Newton saw two foot specialists last week who advised it would take a significant amount of time for the injury to fully heal. Newton will not undergo surgery. He had been rehabbing for 7 weeks, but was still experiencing pain in the foot. Newton initially sustained the injury in the third preseason game against New England and re-aggravated it during a week two loss to Tampa. Kyle Allen has gone 5-1 as Newton's replacement. This marks the second season in a row shortened by injury for Newton. He also has undergone shoulder surgeries in each of the past two off seasons. Newton has 1 year remaining on his contract, but the $19.91 million for 2020 is not guaranteed. That means the Panthers can cut him and only have to carry $2 million in dead money. Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone announced Tuesday that Nick Foles would resume his duties as the starting quarterback over Gardner Minshew in Week 11. Marrone, who originally said he would make the decision at the end of the upcoming bye week, Foles broke his collarbone in the first quarter of a Week 1 game and has not played since, but he was activated from the IR list on Tuesday. Minshew went 4-4 as a starter, and Marrone said the decision was made based on the body of work, not just Sunday's 3-turnover loss to Houston. Minshew has a 61.2% completion percentage, 13 touchdowns, 4 picks, and a 92.8 passer rating this season. Marrone said, "Gardner's done a good job. I feel a whole lot different about him now than I did prior to him playing in a very positive way. We took some things and had some discussions on things that we're going to work on going forward, which will give him the ability to be a player in this league for a long time. I really believe that." Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green is expected to make his season debut during Cincinnati's Week 10 matchup with Baltimore, but the Bengals wide receiver was suffering from discomfort on Wednesday and missed practice as a result. Coach Zach Taylor said that Green is now day-to-day. He initially suffered the ankle injury during the first practice of the season, and it's kept him out for months. He's missed 21 games since the start of the 2016 season. Green was the Bengals' first-round choice in 2011, and despite being looped into trade rumors around the deadline, Green was not moved. He's a 7-time Pro Bowler, has 602 receptions for 8,907 yards and 63 touchdowns, and he is in the final year of a 4-year, $60 million contract. He has previously stated he is looking for a long-term deal with the Bengals this offseason. Chargers owner Dean Spanos responded with an emphatic no to reports that the Chargers were considering a move to London. A Monday report from The Athletic said the Chargers would, quote, at least listen if the NFL approached them about London as a possible option for relocation. The Chargers have struggled to draw fans to home games since their relocation from San Diego in 2017. The Chargers have invested in their new home, planning to move to state-of-the-art SoFi Stadium along with the Rams next season. SoFi Stadium will host the Super Bowl in 2020, too. The NFL has been playing games in London since 2007. Spanos, on the validity of the report, said, "It's total effing BS, okay? We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We're playing in Los Angeles. This is our home. This is where we're planning to be for a long bleeping time, period, okay." Wide receiver Jordan Matthews has re-signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles placed DeSean Jackson on IR on Tuesday and were in need of depth at the receiver position, bringing back Matthews for his third stint with the team. Matthews appeared in one game for the 49ers this season. That was in October before he was released. Matthews is familiar with quarterback Carson Wentz and head coach Doug Peterson's system. He played in Philly from 2014 to 16 before returning in 2018. Matthews has 270 catches, 3,255 yards, and 22 touchdowns in his career. He has not gone over 300 receiving yards in a season since 2016. And that's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.